Torah tells us, "Chosasa min adavar, asha yagidu lecha yamin usmo." As the beginning of the passage, "Api Torah asha yerucha, ala mishpat asha yom lecha tasa, chosasa min adavar, asha yagidu lecha yamin usmo." So the pasuk in Aleph in Parshas Josim. Besides, in general, you must keep the Torah as they interpret it for you, and follow the laws that they legislate for you. Do not stray to your right or left from the word that they declare to you. So Rashi quotes from the famous Chazal. What do you mean? Right is left. So Rashi quotes the Sefri, the Drasha. For sure, if the rabbis tell you right is right and left is left, then of course you have to listen to them. But even if they tell you yamin is small, right is left, and left is right, even then you have to listen to. So, when it's a free, it's mashma, that even if, you know, it's mashma that even if the rabbis tell you the wrong thing, you have to listen to them. In fact, I think it was Herman Wolf's book, The Cain Mutiny, he taught it in Yeshiva University for a short time, or maybe a long time, and he was explaining to his students why the name the Cain Mutiny. The Cain is the name of the ship. Mutiny is what happened on the ship. Basically, that the captain went crazy. And the question was, you know, you have to listen to the captain even when he's nuts. You have to listen to the pilot, you know, whoever runs similar concepts. So he writes, I got the idea from Rashi and Chumash. Rashi says, even if they tell you right is left and left is right, you have to listen to them. So one of the students raised in and said, well, no, that's not pshat in Rashi, because it can't be, because, I mean, the Sifri, unless you want to say the Sifri is arguing, but this again is the Mishnah in Harios, the beginning of Harios, which talks about if the rabbis make a mistake, do they have to bring a karban? We don't just say because the rabbi said it. Depending on what happened, depending on the details, but we see if the rabbis make a mistake, they have to make a karban. So we see we don't follow rabbinic law and error. So number one, you could just say it's a machlokes, the Sifri versus the Mishnah is, or you could say no, that's the Ramban writes. It's not a machlokas. No one says you follow the rabbis in error if you know they're making a mistake. It says, Nirin Keinecha, the Ramban writes. If you're a big Torah scholar and you know, so then you have a right not to listen. But the regular person is, don't think, because just because it sounds to you, right is left and left is right, doesn't mean, okay, I'm not going to do it. Now, if you're not a Torah scholar and you don't know, then you just follow the rabbis. That's what you'll do best. If you're a Torah scholar and then you realize they made a mistake, so that's when you have to follow. In fact, there's a famous piece from Rav Elchanan Wasserman who points out what's pshat and what's halacha l'maisa of u'sasam and adava asher yagidu yecha, even if the Torah says right, and the rabbis say left, we follow the rabbis. First of all, why would you listen to the rabbis? It's only because the Torah tells us to listen to the rabbis. If the Torah wouldn't tell us to listen to the rabbis, we wouldn't listen to it. So what are you doing? It's a conflict between what God says, what the Torah says, and what the rabbis say. So that's what the Gemara tells us in Yevamos. Yesh koach b'yad chachamim l'akor dvar Torah b'shevi ataseh. That the rabbis have the power to uproot a mitzvah by telling you not to do something. For instance, the famous case is, and it's happening this year as well, when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, there is a biblical mitzvah to blow shofar, to hear the shofar, and yet the rabbis say no shofar today. How could they uproot a mitzvah in the Torah? So it says one of the conditions is the b'shei v'atasa, that they can't do it. If you're having a Mac attack, they can't tell you you could have the milk and meat together. But merely not to perform a mitzvah, they can do, like we find as well by the first day of Lulav. There's a mitzvah d'oraisa of the four species. on the first day, if it falls out on Shabbos, we don't pour the we don't shake the Dalamina because they can tell you shavi al tasa. They can tell you not to do it. And as well, which is more, which is the third case, which is only drabanan, that if which it can't happen, if at least not only in Jerusalem, but here it can't happen. But if Purim falls out on Shabbos, we say no Megillah today. We push it off, or we read it a different day. And that's Purim Meshuas for Yerushalayim. Again, why? The concern was you might come to carry a Machal Shabbos. So the rabbis were concerned to prevent Chilul Shabbos. The rabbis said no shofar, no lulav, and no Megillah. And we do pass in that way. So that's what Rav Yochanan says. That's the application of Osasim and Adava Asher Yagidu Achay Yeminu Smol. Even if they tell you right is left and left is right, so the Torah says to blow shofar and to shake the Dalad Binin, the rabbis come along and tell you not to when it falls out on Shabbos, because Yesh Kolak V'Yachacham L'Akwaz V'Akobah Shevi Al-Tasa. So you have an apparent contradiction between the Sifri and the Mishnah Harias, whether you listen to the rabbis even when they're in error. From the Sifri, it's Mashma, even in error. And from the Mishnah Harias, no, you don't listen to them. Even they have to bring karbanas, it's wrong. So some you could say it's a machlokes, or you could just say no, that like the Ramban, it's nirin keinecha. No, if you know they make a mistake, you don't listen. But if the average person doesn't know much, then they have to listen, and that's the pshat. That's the mitzvah l'shmo l'divrei chacham, and we'll saw some in adaver, asher yagidu acha yuminu smo.